Courtland Symphony has had to cancel its concert tonight and tomorrow afternoon that was scheduled for the Kroc Center. And the good news, if there is good news to be taken out of any of this, is that we are to be treated right now to four terrific performances in our studio. And we'll have a violinist, a singer, a bass player, virtuoso string bass player, and then another singer. Of these performers from all over the country who come and in a very intense competition in the winter win the opportunity to come and perform with the Coeur d'Alene Symphony. That's not happening, but they're certainly performing right now for you on the air. First of our performers is a 14-year-old violinist, Zoe Lonsinger, and she studies with Simon James, who is the violin teacher of Seattle, who has helped so many violinists move from good to great, and I think we have no exception here. Zoe is playing the music of Paganini, and it is going to be a rondo on La Campanella, or the bells. Zoe's pianist is Annie Flood. So let us go to our studio and enjoy the first of our performers, violinist Zoe Lonsinger. Thank you. Live in our studio, we've been hearing violinist Zoe Lunsinger playing the music of Paganini. It was his Rondo on La Campanella, and she was joined by the pianist Annie Flood in that. And so here she is to spend a little time with us. Zoe, thanks a lot. Just come to any of those microphones. And have you been playing the violin for as absolutely as long as you can remember?
Pretty much. I started playing when I was a couple weeks shy of three, actually.
Okay, then that is about as long as anybody can remember. Have you always loved it?
I have. My mom is a violin teacher as well. So I remember when I was younger, I'd sit on her lap and listen to her teach all of her students. And eventually, one day, I decided I wanted to be one of her students and learn. So
great.
That's how I thought.
And then have you only moved to Seattle recently, or have you lived there all your life?
I've lived in Seattle for about a year and a half. I moved from Connecticut a couple of years ago. My previous violin teacher passed away. And I knew Simon James because I met him at a music camp. So we called him, and he said that I would be welcome to take some lessons from him in Seattle, which led to us moving.
That's a big deal. You moved from New York to Seattle to study with a certain teacher. And for those of us who know of Simon James and all the great people that he has taught, I gather that move has been worth it?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. What's so great about his teaching?
Simon connects with all of his students. He can listen to a student and know exactly what to say that will click, and it can change their playing. And also, I think something that might be unique about Simon is how much he cares about his students as people. He cares about our heart. He cares about who we are, not just the fact that we play the violin really well.
So what is your life beyond the violin?
Well, I'm homeschooled, so mm-hmm. I take some online classes. I do a bunch of homework at home. But I live up on Camino Island, and where I live, I also have a private beach access. So I like to walk down to the beach with my dog when I can, and I just hang out with friends and family.
Wow, what a lovely life. And then, so then it's kind of a big deal and a fair amount of effort to make the trip into Seattle.
It's not too bad. Yeah. I think driving to New York was worse than going to Seattle, so
makes sense.
I'm kind of used to it. And I do my homework in the car, so it works.
There you go. Are you playing the Youth Symphony or anything like that?
Not currently. Currently, I'm just doing solo work, but I'm hoping that perhaps I'll have a chamber group or I'll play in the Academy Chamber Orchestra at some point.
Yeah, that matters, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Do you have any cool plans for this summer?
I do, in fact. I'm going to summer festival Center Stage Strings for 4 weeks, and then I'm spending a couple weeks at a summer festival in Austria called Allegro Vivo. I've gone there 3 times already, so it'll be my 4th year. And then I'm doing another chamber festival in New York.
So I guess you've even learned a little German, probably going to Austria.
I actually have. I'm taking German as my second language.
Perfect.
In school.
Yeah. Zoe Lansinger, thank you for their terrific performance, and for you. This is really nice to have you here.
Thank you.